Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Total Information Sunday continues on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
It's 8:22, and joining us live on the Quiver River Electric guest line is Phyllis Ellison, who is the organizer of STL Startup Week, also a board member for Cortex. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And so STL Startup Week, you know, if people listen to KMOX, Nothing Impossible, once a week, we talk about startups, technology, innovation, entrepreneurialism. But sometimes, Phyllis, it can be hard for folks who are not familiar with it to figure out how to get involved. Where do I start? Where do I go to get more information? And it seems like this week is great for raising awareness.
That's exactly the reason that we're putting this on. There are so many people that are trying to start businesses or trying to grow their existing business, and maybe they aren't aware of these fabulous resources that exist across the region.
It's a jam-packed week of events, and it began on Friday with the big Arch Grants Gala. What's moving forward in the next few days that people might want to check out?
We start off on Monday morning with a kickoff event. We have the National Director of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in town for a day, and so we're thrilled to have Director Yan Ku with us. That would be a great way to meet some additional people. We move right through the day. The Ameren Accelerator Demo Day is in the afternoon. The rest of the week is just packed. Every day has several different events. There's 40 different events over the week. Plus, you also get a chance to drop into some of the co-working spaces, the physical offices and labs and even professional kitchens that you can check out. So it's a really great way for people to just have a way to attend an open house, maybe check some things out, and you don't even have to make a phone call to arrange anything. Just show up and explore some things that maybe you've been interested in.
And this is not just for folks who think, all right, startups, so it's somebody programming an app on a computer. But you've got, for instance, Tuesday, STL Foodworks has an open house. Those are startups people might not necessarily think of first, but they're still startups.
Exactly. And that's really another thing that we're showcasing this week is, yes, we've got high-tech apps. We've got wonderful pharmaceutical discoveries and science discoveries. But there are things that are part of our everyday community that those businesses are important and need to grow too. STL Foodworks has just come onto the scene in the last couple months, and there's been a big need in the community for a professional kitchen that people can rent by the hour. So this is a great way for someone that has been building that food business, maybe in their home kitchen, maybe in their local school's kitchen, or even maybe a church's kitchen, to move up another step in terms of their production capabilities.
We're talking with Phyllis Ellison, organizer of STL Startup Week this week. And also on Tuesday, for folks who think, all right, so this is Cortex-centric, T-Rex is in there. Maybe we'll throw Creve-Coeur and 39 North in there as well. This stretches across the river to St. Charles. OPO Startups has a demo day for their startups on Tuesday as well.
That is Tuesday evening, and that's a really fun event. This is the end of their business plan competition, and so their demo day is more of a Shark Tank style final pitch day, and there are investors as part of that judging panel, and they are actually giving their prizes and awards on the spot based on how that pitch goes that night. So it's a very fun evening that people, you're waiting to see who gets to win, but you don't have to wait till the end. You might hear someone shout out some prize money or an investment right there during the middle of a pitch.
And then, Phyllis, tell us about Startup Connection, which is not new by any means. It's new to the being part of a big week of celebration, STL Startup Week. But Startup Connection is where you can go. Seems like it's that pitch competition on steroids. More than 60 startups who will be on display.
It is. This has really been the anchor event for the end of the year for the St. Louis startup community for a decade now. But it continues to be such a vibrant and an inspirational evening, just so much energy in one spot. Like you mentioned, we have 62 startups on display. You get a chance to walk up and talk to each of these entrepreneurs and learn about what they're doing and who they are. Additionally, we have one of the biggest resource fairs in the community that night as well. So if you're looking to start a business or connect with your peers that run businesses, this is the place to come. There'll be over 1,000 people there that night. It's from 4:30 to 8 o'clock. It's wide open. You just get a chance to talk and connect with people. And then at 8:15, we have an award ceremony that several of our sponsors give prizes. And it's a wonderful way to celebrate the advances that these early stage companies are making. All of these companies, these 62, are just entering the marketplace. So this is a great place to come see what's going to be hot in the startup scene over the next couple of years.
And the startup scene itself, Phyllis, has been pretty hot. We just saw the report that said that startups were the industry that was generating the most new jobs in the state of Missouri, which means these are not just fun little companies to look at. They're really energizing the future of jobs in this state.
Exactly. This is there was a great report. SourceLink just published this. And for over the last 5 years, over 40,000 jobs a year, every year, are being created by the startups across Missouri. That's a big number. And if you take out those new jobs that are being created, Missouri would have actually had a decrease in overall jobs in the state. So this is an important part of our economy. Like you said, it's not just kind of a fun sideshow to check out and an interesting thing. This is really key to the growth of our St. Louis and the entire state. And so we have to keep our focus on how do we get people off the sidelines? How do we get people with great ideas, building those ideas? And then with companies that are small and starting out, how can all of us support that? Whether by buying local or maybe making a connection to someone who could be a new customer for a small company. All of those things are really critical. And hopefully one of these companies that we're seeing this week will, or hopefully more than one of them, will become the next big employer in St. Louis. And you look at companies like Worldwide Technologies, even Boeing, you think back to McDonnell Douglas days. All of those companies started out as something small. And we need to figure out how to continue to support all of these companies, from the food-based businesses to the high-tech. They're building jobs for our region and actually attracting more jobs here as well.
Phyllis Ellison, organizer of St. Louis Startup Week, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And for more information, go to stlewisstartupweek.com. You can click on the schedule and find out all the details there.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.